Thank you guys for coming out this morning. Thank you parents for getting up nice and early this morning. I don't know if you normally get up early on Sundays, but we're glad we brought them here today. It's good seeing you guys today again. Who had fun on the water slide yesterday? I did. We had a great time here all week with these children. We've been blessed by them. I just want to make a couple announcements. Connect cards in your bulletins today for your visitors. If you would, if you'd like more information on the church, please fill out the connect cards that are in there and drop them in the offering plate as it comes around. And for the information you like about the church or getting a newsletter or anything, you can indicate that on there as well. So we'd be happy to have you come back and visit us and join us in our church and our children's ministry. We are going to be having our Wednesday night healing and communion services again this Wednesday. Just want to remind everyone of that. It was to be this past Wednesday, but we were a little busy in here with singing and dancing and having a great time. So we will be resuming that service on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And our Bible study as well is back on track this week at 7. So we'll be meeting in the fellowship hall and continuing our great study on this story. So hopefully you can come back for that as well. That's it for announcements. We're going to have more fun. You all ready to do a couple more songs?
Yeah!
Huh? No! All right. All worship is next.
Yeah.
All right, Susan. Please stand for our call for worship this morning.
Wonderful. And I'll tell you, it's so nice to see the young adults that came out and helped. What a beautiful thing. So thank you all. The call to worship this morning is beautiful. If we take the wings of morning, God soars with us.
If we go to the farthest limits of the sea, God sails with us there.
If we journey to the highest heavens, God travels with us.
If we sing to the deepest darkness, God lights our way.
Come, let us take the wings of the morning and learn to fly with the one who is the wind beneath our wings. Praise God. I think now the young folks are going to come back up.
Y'all can stay standing and join in. You can see the movement up there. And,
I'm
they learn songs like that at Vacation Bible School. Isn't that beautiful? You know, we're told in the Bible to pray without ceasing, and it's kind of hard because we get distracted in our day-to-day lives. And if you have a song like that in your soul, and you're saying those words, that's a prayer to God. That's a prayer to God's heart. Think about it. Each one of those children had that prayer planted in their heart this week. Thank you all for that. I don't do young children as well as I do teenagers, so it's hard for me to do Vacation Bible School. But I am so in awe of the work that everyone did. So pray with me this morning. Heavenly Father, we learned this week that you are the potter and we are the clay. And we know that you make all things beautiful. Your grace is enough for us. The words of the song this morning, let that touch our hearts. This morning, help us to focus on you. Help us to gear up for the rest of the week. In Jesus' name. And I think we're going to hear from Sandy Paper.
Well, welcome everyone to the Workshop of Wonders. My name is Sandy Paper.
Hi, Sandy
Paper. Hello.
Hi, Sandy Paper.
We're all glad that you're here, and our visionaries have been discovering all about how ordinary becomes extraordinary with God. We learn to imagine with God, build with God, do marvelous things with God using our imaginations. We met people from the Bible who used what they had to produce something amazing. We participated in the creative life of God and the one who works wonders. You got to see Rivet anywhere? Rivet's my sidekick for those of you that don't know that. I guess we'll have to do the visionary goggles. You guys are ready? One hand like this, and one hand like this. Oh, remember, we got to turn them on. How do you turn them on? You got to say, ah! Under vision. There you go. There's my sidekick, Rivet. How you doing, Rivet?
Hey, Sandy. Wow, look at all these people.
Today we have some new visionaries with us, to my three segmented pal.
Yes, we do. But still not as many as
how many was that again?
About 7,000.
Wow.
I can't wait to share what I learned at the Workshop of Wonders with my family.
In this session, our visionaries heard a Bible story, learned a vision verse from the Bible, and said wonder words to get in gear with God. During our first session at the Bible Nook, we heard about Queen Esther. Her people were in trouble, and at first, she was scared, but God gave her the courage she needed, and she trusted in God and used her imagination. Vision verse for this session was Psalm 105:2. Sing to God, sing praises to the Lord, dwell on all his wondrous works. Our first vision words were, imagine with God.
Yeah.
Right.
In session two, we explored how the people of God rebuilt the temple. It was a hard job and took a very, very long time. God blesses our efforts when we work together to honor the Lord. The vision verse for this lesson was Isaiah 64:8b. We are the clay, and you are the potter. All of us are the work of your hand. Our wonder words were built.
In our third session, we learned through a story Jesus told that God takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. We learned how the mustard seed, the smallest seed in the whole world, can turn into a huge plant. The vision verse for this session is from Peter 3:18. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our wonder words for this session were, grow with God.
Yeah. During session four, we learned how Jesus took a simple meal and fed thousands of people. God was working through Jesus when Jesus was healing people and teaching people on earth. Our vision verse for this session is from John 5:17. Jesus replied, my Father is still working, and I'm working Our window words for session 4 are work with God.
In our last session, we heard the amazing story of Jesus. We learned about the wonder of God's surprises and discovered that we can share good news with Jesus and others. Our final vision verse is from the book of Romans 10:15b. How beautiful are the feet of those who announce the good news. Our wonder words for this session were, walk with God.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been an amazing week at VBS, Sandy. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Would you help us pray, Sandy?
I will, Ruben. Thank you very much. Let's pray, please. God, thank you for the wonderful time we've had together. Guide our steps as we leave this place. Help us to remember that you are with us each day and every step we take. Help us to love you, imagine with you, build with you, grow with you, work with you, and walk with you. Help us to follow your blueprint for our lives. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This week we've concentrated on our prayer time with these great young people. We've been so blessed to be able to share with them the act of praying and to be in prayer for one another. So we're glad that you all are here to learn that prayer is how we talk to God, correct? Correct. Well, this is the time in our service when we all get to go before God and bring those things that are weighing us down and our concerns for people that we love and for our community and for our world. So this morning I have a few requests that I would like to lift up for all of us to be in prayer about, okay? We heard this week from Rosalie Goolsby Richard, is now home. He had a bad spell and was in the hospital, but he's home now recovering. So continue to lift up Richard Goolsby in your prayers. Aileen Welch as well, a pastor friend of mine from Fort Pierce. His wife had a terrible fall in Orlando and has been in ICU, but she has now been moved down here to West Palm Beach in Kindred Care, health care. So lift Aileen and George Welch up in your prayers this week. We have prayers for a wife that have good test results this week. Chuck Blankenship, Misty. That they have a good resolution to some family legal matters that they're in prayer about. And we're lifting up our world today, all the turmoil and the chaos that's going on in our world. We pray for God's intervention in places like Ukraine and Iraq and Afghanistan and those places that we hear about every day in the news. Our world seems to be just turned upside down, so we need to continue to pray for those situations as well around the world. So if you would, I know there's things on your heart this morning. It's time for us now to go before the Lord in prayer. Can you all do your prayer hands with me this morning? Let's bow our heads and pray together. Oh, gracious God, we come to you with our hearts filled with joy and wonder this morning, Lord. As we've come to see these beautiful young children come and express their joy that they have felt this week through Vacation Bible School. Father, as they have come together this week, they have come to walk closer with you and to have their eyes open to the gift of Jesus Christ. Father, the folks that we've mentioned this morning here by name, we lift them up to you in health concerns and just where things are not going well with their health. And Father, we just pray your intervention, that you would intercede on our behalf in their lives. Father, let the Holy Spirit be evident in hospital rooms and rehab facilities and wherever these folks at home or they're recovering. Father, we just pray for your divine guidance, for the doctors and nurses that are taking care of these folks, Lord. Father, we are grateful for the turnout this week of all these children. Father, we are so happy to be able to have this place to come and share the joy of Jesus Christ with others. Father, we ask a blessing upon our time this morning as we have fun, but we have fun in Jesus' name. We have learned songs, we have learned Bible verses, we have heard Bible stories, Lord, that just draw us closer to you and is evidence of the miracles of life within these children and all of us. Father, let all of us have the wonderment of these children. Let our life be filled with the joy and pleasure of being children of God. Father, just bless us now as we join together in the words that you taught your disciples. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Now, at this portion of our service, I would invite the ushers to come forward to receive our offering, where we can give back to God just a small portion of the blessings that He has shared with each one of us. So please come forward, ushers, to receive our offering. I do believe we have a couple more songs during our offertory. Come on up, guys. front door and collapsed into the bed. And I myself usually crashed into the recliner. These beautiful children here this week wore us out. What an awesome thing. And the reason that all this could take place this week, because of two very special ladies, Luann and, what's your name again?
Come from farm stock, so I like these stories of farmers. So
So hear these words today, Matthew 13, 24 through 30, and I'm going to read 36 through 43. Hear these words. Consider then, that was last week. Here we go, 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like someone who planted good seed in his field. While people were sleeping, an enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat and went away. When the stalks sprouted and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared. The servants of the landowner came and said to him, Master, don't you plant good seed in your field? Then how is it that it has weeds? An enemy has done this, he answered. The servants said to him, Do you want us to go and gather them? But the landowner said, No, because if you gather the weeds, you'll pull up the wheat along with them. Let both grow side by side until the harvest. And at harvest time, I'll say to the harvesters, First gather the weeds and tie them together in bundles to be burned, but bring the wheat into my barn. Then Jesus goes on to explain this parable. Jesus left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. Jesus replied, The one who plants the good seed is the human one. The field is the world, and the good seeds are the followers of the kingdom. But the weeds are the followers of the evil one. The enemy who planted them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the present age. The harvesters are the angels. Just as people gather weeds and burn them in the fire, so it will be at the end of the present age. The human one will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that cause people to fall away, and all people who sin. He who threw them into a burning furnace, people there will be weeping and grinding their teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Those who have ears should hear. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word this morning. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together today as we celebrate the young children in our presence this morning. Father, bless them mightily. Bless this word to be an inspiration to each one of us. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. At the beginning of this chapter, we hear in Matthew that Jesus went down to sit by the lake. Now, we have a beautiful lake here, and I can just picture Jesus coming and sitting over here and taking a look out onto the lake, and all these people come and gather and crowd around him. This story that Jesus relates to us today is what I like to feel we were here doing here this week. We were helping God to plant good seeds. I always tell parents, bring your kids to church. Why? Not because it's just good for the church, but because it's good for these children. It's good for children to be exposed to the love and grace of Jesus Christ. So many times when I talk to people later on in life, older folks, maybe 40, 50 years old, yeah, we've got the wow sign still up here this week. I'm in the 50s, so I can say, those 40-year-olds are just kids. But so many times in the life of a pastor, we come across folks whose wheels have come off. The train has left the track. They have gone down the wrong road. And at some point in their desperation, a light bulb goes off. And it says, there was something about church that made me smile. They had this big water slide at church. They cooked good hot dogs. They had some fun music. Folks, when the wheels come off our life, and it usually does, anyone here live a life of no turmoil, of no disruption, of everything just going perfectly? Raise your hand. No hard times in this church for anyone? So we can all agree that at some point, we should probably I like to say, when all else fails, let's pray. How many like to try to do things on their own? Don't we like to try to do things on our own?
No.
Yes, we do. We want to do our own thing. But then when it goes wrong, we say, why, God, did you allow this to happen? God, you really let me down. My life was so good, and then all of a sudden, crash and burn. And why did you do this to me? Does that make sense? See, it sounds funny when I say it here. Anyone woke up in the middle of the night saying, why, God, did you allow this to happen to me? We can do that, right? You didn't do it? Well, I bet you most of us have. Because when everything's going good, we seem to think, man, we've got this covered. We're really smart. We really make a lot of money. I really have a nice house. I really have a fancy car. I am something else. When we lose our house, we say, God, why did you let us lose our house? When something tragic happens to us, we say, why, God, did you let that happen? My point of all that is, we were sowing some seeds, or God was here sowing seeds this week. See how I like to take credit for that? Didn't we do fine work here today? This week? We didn't do anything, did we? We showed up, and we got up here, we did kind of things like this, and we did this, and jumped up and down, and all that. I tried not to jump too many times. We like to think, boy, we're doing good work for God. Why were we doing that good work? Why are we here this week? Anybody up here on the front row want to answer? This is where I always get in trouble, and you know this. Number one rule, don't ask kids questions and then want an answer. What were we here for this week? To learn about how Jesus can be active in our lives, right? Is Jesus always there?
Yes.
Yes, good answer. Good job. Give him a high five. All right, good to you. That's why we were here. I walked around all week sprinkling little seeds out on the ground. We know that some of them are going to fall on good soil. We know that some are going to fall on the rocky path. We know some of them are going to fall into the thorns. But what our parable tells us this morning is that God is going to let us grow up with the weeds around us. If He were to pluck out the weeds early on, we would all be plucked out, wouldn't we? We wouldn't have time to shine. As young children, they wouldn't have time to flourish and bloom and grow. But God lets us grow up in this crazy world where planes are shot down. People going on vacation. People going for work are shot down out of the air. Now we say, God, why did you allow that to happen? It wasn't about God. It was about our evils in our world, isn't it? And if God were to jerk up all those evil people, chances are many of us that aren't quite right yet with God would be plucked up with them, right? So is it safe to say that we all have some growing to do? A couple of weeks ago I talked to Peter about how long he has been studying the Bible. All his life. He was a pastor for over 50 years. And he's more in study today than he was during seminary and during 50 years in the ministry. That's what we're called to do. We've got to seek out the knowledge. We've got to seek out the love of Christ. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's still there walking beside us. But when that seed has fallen into the thorns and has sprouted up among the good seed, we're called to be in the world, right? Not of the world. have to be in the world. We shouldn't be out of the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. That's good. That's a good message to take home today. I think they have learned their lesson well. We can learn something from them. What we can learn is worship and serve God with joy. We had conversations this week. The joy of these children. I think it was Ann and I had this conversation. Why as adults can't we keep this joy? They find joy in everything. Now I could ask the parents, are they always happy? You know, when people bring their kids somewhere, we say, oh, your kids are angels. They're such a joy to be around. And the parents always say, come home with me and I'll show you. That's the blessing of working with someone else's children, because the children are normally very good. If you just get them away from their parents. Okay? Yeah? So we've been given a gift this week, and the gift for all of us, as the workers and the volunteers and the servants that have been here all week, is being able to spend time with these precious children. We need to make them feel precious to us. Right? If we're not doing it, the world is certainly not going to show them the precious side of the world, is it? I think I can end my message here. I'm going to cut out the other 35 minutes.
Thank you.
this benediction. Holy Father, thank you for this joy-filled place this morning. Father, let us take this joy out into the world. YOU is our message today. YOU. Father, we love you. We give you the praise of thanksgiving for a beautiful day. Just go with us now into the mission field. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.